from Bronze Ladle Studio, here's Enchain in the Membrane.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to the Enchain in the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me, as always, is my private dancer, Ken H.
Tina Turner died.
You know, I was going to ask you this whole, I had this whole thing set up, and wow. And I knew, you know, immediately when I heard, I'm like, oh, Ken already knows.
Yeah.
Ken knows everything before I know it somehow. You're in your car all the time. You're listening to news all the time. Your watch is informing you about news all the time. I could call you 2 seconds after I find something out. And you're, oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew it for a week.
I don't think I've ever told you anything. You knew it for a week?
She was 83, I think.
I know. We're going to test your Tina Turner. I want to, okay, the private dancer, little nod to Tina. I'm going to do a little Tina trivia. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, did you know Tina was an actress?
Yeah.
I loved her in The Bodyguard. I thought she was so good in that. Didn't you?
I didn't see her in The Bodyguard.
You did?
No.
Did she sing that song? You know, with Kevin Costner?
Why are you pretending like it's Whitney Houston?
Oh, wait. That's not the same person?
No, but they don't look anything alike, number one. Number two, Tina Turner was in a way better movie called Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
She had way better shoulder pads. She rocked shoulder pads better than anyone in the world. And they were like chainmail shoulder pads. They were fantastic. They're fantastic. You're right. My bad, Tina. And well, no, they're similar. Black, tremendous singers, actresses, similar age. I don't know how old Whitney Houston would be if she
Whitney Houston
alive.
Would have been younger, way younger.
Way younger?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to look that up when she was born.
Hey, Siri, what year was Whitney Houston born?
Tina Turner was born in 1939.
So Whitney Houston was born in 1963. She was only 10 years older than us.
Wow.
So she'd have been 60.
Gone way too early.
Yeah.
Stolen in her prime. I have never once heard an Ike and Tina Turner song. Now, they had a lot of songs.
I can sing one right now.
Let me hear it.
So Ike opens up. Looking for a job in the city.
Oh, okay. This is ringing a bell.
You should really be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for the man every time, night and day. Never gotten down
I don't know the
out
words.
Of the city. Talking about the rolling. Way things you might have
rolling.
Been. Big wheel, keep on turning.
Turning.
No, you got to do it. Proud Mary,
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Rolling,
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 rolling down the river.
Rolling down the river.
And then it goes, bum, 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 bum. And then Tina's shaking her thing out there. And she goes, looking for a job in the city. And she jumps in and starts
That's
singing.
That's pretty good.
So what's that was Ike and Tina Turner.
What's your favorite Tina Turner song?
I don't know. I'll be honest, I wasn't a big Tina Turner fan.
Nor was I. Did you ever think she was hot?
She a little bit.
Her hair was always kind of short. I don't know.
She sang a song for Mad Max.
But no, I did not.
We don't need another hero.
Yeah. You know, I think she's brilliant. That's simply the best song. I'm like,
you're simply the best.
That is played on the radio today.
It's played on every freaking
Cash
casino
money.
Commercial.
Man, it's like an ATM machine.
It's
man.
The theme to the casino down in Newcastle. What's the Riverwind? Whatever, the Norman?
Norman. South Norman, yeah.
Yeah, so she sings the theme song for that.
I know. I'm just saying.
Simply the best.
I thought she was good in... I was teasing about the Bodyguard, by the way.
The rest.
I knew that that was...
It was a dumb joke, though. I mean, it didn't
It
didn't even work.
I kind of get them interchanged in my mind.
Not me.
Well, they're strong personalities.
She was 23 years older.
Tremendous black female singers with strong personalities, yeah. Both in abusive relationships. Come on, Ken. The similarities, there's
not,
so many.
I'm not so sure in Whitney's case she wasn't doing the abusing.
She might have been. Well, I didn't say who. I didn't say who was abusing who.
Okay, who's that? Dante Sandoval? Answer it.
No, I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah.
No, I know what he wants. I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, man.
He's trying to get somebody for VBS to do like martial arts. Hi-ya.
Don't answer that call.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, it's good enough. You got like a couple weeks to learn it. I'm like, no.
When
no, I'm not.
When he who shall be nameless starts to call, you know that that's been,
no,
that's been handed
well,
down.
Well, the trick
to
is
say,
she gets her husband to start calling me. Hey, buddy, what's up? How you doing? Anywho. So we need somebody. No. I'm retired, Ken.
Well, we're busy. We got.
I know that.
We got a production company to run.
Yeah, that's true.
Bronze that's Ladle true. Productions.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Bronze Ladle so Studio.
So busy. Listen, it did make me sad when I heard Tina Turner died. 83.
Yeah.
Do you know what she died of? I looked this up. I looked up a little bit. I did a little bit of research.
I've not. Like I just know that she died. And honestly, I learned it about 45 minutes before the show started.
Oh, I knew before
they
you.
They said it on the radio.
Yeah, and I knew probably about 3 o'clock today. Intestinal cancer.
Sad.
It is sad. I keep thinking any day. There are certain celebrities that kind of fall off the face, and you're like, any day I'm going to hear that they're dead. I'm waiting for the news to come out about Cher. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
She's got to be dead any day now, right?
No.
You don't think?
I don't think she's as old as you
I don't know. She's lived a hard life. Also abusive relationship.
Siri, what
takes
year
years
was Cher
off
her
life, Ken?
46.
I was going to guess. That's exactly what I was going to guess. Not really. Probably like 42.
She's as old as my dad.
No, yeah. Well, almost as old as my dad. And well, I guess she is when my dad died, but you know, because he was born in 41. No, do you not have celebrities in that? Like, where are they now? And you just think,
oh yeah.
Is that person still alive? I got to hear on the
Richard
radio any
Simmons.
Day.
He disappeared for a while.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I think so.
Wow. Good for you, Richard.
Jack Nicholson came out.
No, I see him at Laker games.
Well, he hadn't been out in 2 or 3 years.
Oh, I saw him at the Laker game.
Yeah, so did you see the Jokic's brothers? I don't know. That's hard to say. Jokic's brothers.
Yeah. No.
So he's got two brothers that look like they are the quote unquote muscle or cleaners, as we call them in the mafia.
Okay.
Or painters. You know what that means, don't you?
No, I don't.
You shoot somebody and the blood goes up against the wall.
Oh, okay.
That's
I didn't
called
know that.
Painting.
I don't, I'm not into that. Like
so,
you are,
so they the two brothers look like they work for the Russian mafia.
How do you know they don't?
I don't.
Okay.
They're Serbian, I think, and the one brother is bigger than Nikola.
Really? Wow.
It looks like he may be just an inch shorter,
Nikola.
But he's a bigger dude, and he's tatted up one arm and down the other.
Whoa.
Very, like, he didn't need any more intimidation, and he looks intimidating. Now, the other one, the other one's a little shorter and a little more fit. He looks like he's very fit.
Okay.
But there's a couple rules. Okay, I'm going to lay down some rules. For
if I said I didn't care, would that
for
make
all
a difference?
The men out there,
would it make a difference as to whether or not you
need
continue?
To write this down?
I guess the answer is no to that question.
Okay,
so I'd be wasting my breath.
Never, never, never pick a fight with the wrestler.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know.
That's rule number one.
I got a rule two.
Rule number two. Okay. Well, you can tell your rules after I do mine.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Rule number two. Don't pick a fight with a wrestler that has a brother that's a wrestler.
I think that goes along with rule number one.
Well,
I think that's repetitive.
There was a football player from OU.
I remember.
He nearly died.
I remember that, Ken.
Because they took him to the bathroom and beat the ever-living snot out of him.
I remember. Are you done with your rules?
Rule number three, don't mess with Nikola Jokic's brothers.
Apparently not.
Because they were shouting stuff at Jack Nicholson as he was leaving the court.
Really?
You can pull this up on YouTube. It's kind of hard to hear, but the biggest brother, Nicole is how big?
Yeah, 7 feet.
And we're calling this guy the bigger brother.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, little man walking off the court, little man. I mean, it wasn't even funny, but it's scary.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Are you done with your rules? Kind of funny. You don't like my rules? Those are good. Those are solid rules.
Okay, first of all, I don't pick fights with anyone, so that's not going to be a problem for me.
But if you had to.
I don't know under what circumstance I would have to pick a fight.
I've already made it clear that I would shoot somebody.
I don't think you want that on record, Ken.
If I had to.
I still don't think they're going to pull this up and use it in a court of law 20 years down
the road.
Well, I haven't picked anybody out. You said one time that you would.
Listen, the people I have picked out, I haven't said their names, so it's, you can't prove the premeditation.
Okay, I got a rule. I'll admit I got this from Teen Wolf. But kids are, here's the beauty of older movies.
Oh yeah,
kids are so young, they haven't seen them, so they think that you come up with these original jokes, and really they're just rehashing.
Give me some Teen Wolf knowledge. I'm waiting.
When the coach gives him some advice, he gives him like three tips, and one of them is don't play cards with the guy who has a first name as a city.
I've heard that. And that
like Memphis Joe, do not play cards with Memphis Joe. Okay,
now
don't
you're
do
talking
it.
About the original Teen Wolf with
yeah,
Michael
of
J. Fox.
I am.
Not Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman.
Oh
did
my.
You know he was in that?
No, I do, Ken, but
that
I don't
was
even
terrible.
I don't even mention that.
So
Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox.
The original one, it was so a low budget. Such a low budget lame movie. It was freaking awesome. I wanted to surf on top of a van.
Too. I think people did that and got in trouble.
The coach played the non care attitude perfect.
He did. He was wonderful.
Like the dad was a good dad and loved him and talked him through the wolf stuff. You know, basically is a metaphor.
Did you
for
say
a
you watched it again recently?
No, I don't think so. I've seen a clip or two of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I did watch last night. I'm going to bed way too late because I'm working on paperwork.
Okay. Is that what you call it?
No, it was legit. 1:32 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Summer school's on.
Oh, yeah. I watched that too. I watched part of it. It's a great show.
So Mark Harmon.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
Courtney Thorne Smith.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. Man.
Just seeing some of those actors that were in all those movies back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blood Flows Red on the Highway.
Yeah.
We had a film that was like that. Did you do that in
no,
Auto Train?
No.
So those listening.
No.
I went to, we did, you could do your driver's ed through school.
Okay.
So you need to do it private or through school, and it was paid for. So you did it in summer school, though.
Mine was also paid for.
So by your parents. Yeah, you loser. Yeah. So I did summer school. I was 15.
Did you pay for your kids?
And I'm the idiot.
Yeah, you did.
Riding my bike. Okay. Well, they don't offer it in school anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So what of course I paid for
it.
What else
you don't have
do?
To take it.
You wait till they're 18. I didn't want to drive them around.
Just saying, you could. Anyway, keep going.
So I go to summer school.
Okay.
The only time I ever went to summer school, okay. Shane Thompson.
Okay.
Unlike
I'm
you.
I'm not ashamed.
And I'm riding my bike there because I'm 15.
Okay.
So this is I'm living Pretty in Pink. I'm living, what's the movie with Ducky?
That's Pretty in Pink.
What's the other one? Sweet 16 Candles.
16 Candles. Okay,
16
Candles. Yeah, that's not Ducky.
I'm living the Goonies.
Pretty in Pink is Ducky.
Ferris Bueller, his parents bought him a computer but wouldn't buy him a car. You remember his sister got the car?
Of course.
So I'm living the 80s movie.
Okay.
So I'm almost 16, riding my bike to freaking driver's ed at the school.
Okay.
And I got Danny Harrison driving a souped up El Camino. I didn't like El Caminos, but he was bad. 15 driving that to
nice.
Driving a car to driver's ed.
I had a kid drive a car to driver's ed too.
I mean, people, I guess in the small, I was too scared to do that, man. I did my share of some stuff, but I was too scared to do
that. The driver's ed teachers didn't give a crap about that.
No, it was a coach that smoked, and he would put, we had the simulators. Did you do the simulators?
No.
No, we had the simulators like in that summer school movie. So you're sitting thing. You got a steering wheel, gas pedal,
nice.
The blinkers and the whole nine yards. In the brake, and you did a film, and it was the film was playing, and you'd have like it's almost like a video game. I don't know how it worked, but this thing could had to be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow, because
you have like 10 simulators in there.
What?
And the film is playing, and it's on a reel.
Okay,
and a lady like steps across the street. Looks like it's 1972. She's stepping across the street, and you got to hit the brake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To like stop the car, okay. And if you don't, it like flashes red, whoa. And the film stops or whatever. I have no idea how this was cutting edge technology back in.
Wow.
What year were we? We turned 15 to 16.
88, 89. So
it's
late 80s.
So that I think there was a little. I didn't see that clip in the movie, but I think there was a clip in the movie.
I think there was. I
like that. It's good.
We didn't have any of that. We didn't. I took it from a private place that was right across the street from the school.
Yeah.
And all we did was we drove errands for the instructor.
Yeah.
That's all we did. We literally went to his apartment, not house, his apartment a few times.
So inappropriate.
Like dropping off dry cleaning or something. And I'm like, hey, we might as well be productive while we're out here. So. There was a girl in my group. So we did it in a group. I think there were like three of us and then the instructor.
Okay.
There was a girl. She was terrible. All right. And it's nothing to say anything about female drivers. It's just I remember she was the only girl in the group. She was just terrible. Like me and this other kid in the back are just like looking at each other like, oh, my gosh, are we going to die? You know, I mean, we're legitimately scared. She hit like a lot of curbs.
Oh, gosh.
And I just thought, hey, I don't want to ride with her anymore. She's terrible. Can I please request someone else, you know, or can we vote her off the island type of thing? It felt
threatened?
I was scared because she was terrible. Yeah, and I felt like I'm paying money for the ability to drive with this terrible driver and put my life in danger. This is stupid.
I don't even think this is a rule anymore, but. Just so people know, you had to ride and do observation.
Yeah, yeah,
with the instructor.
Yeah,
because I remember that too. Yeah. So we had our school portion, which I did at the school, and then we still had to do the driving portion through the school. So that was divided up. We had the instructor and then two of us, and you usually drive around for a while, then you switch, and somebody else, the other person, would drive.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so you had to do that.
I didn't need them to teach me how to drive. I knew how to drive. And when I got in, the instructor's like, all right, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. You did great, Shane. Get in the back.
We still had to, like, did you have to parallel park?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember it.
I remember it like it was yesterday taking my test.
I can parallel park great.
Dude, I was pumped up. I showed up at the time. It opened the day I turned 16.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this
school
before, have
we not?
Because I'm not a super...
I went down on my 16th birthday, too.
I'm not a super, super confident guy. I'm okay. I don't have any problems. But, dude, it was like, this is inherent knowledge. I just know it. I don't know how I know how to do this, but I know how to do it. Parallel parking, no problem. Whipping it around, and then pull out, taking off.
Nice.
Followed all the rules, did great. But I just always remember knowing how to drive. It was not an issue.
Yeah.
I wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
Driving over the Rainbow Bridge, for those of y'all down there, we had to do that in driver's ed. I remember it was like a big story for some people. I had no problem. I enjoyed it.
Sure.
No problems.
Nice.
Loved it.
What did you make on the... I know we've talked about this.
I mean, 98.
I told you my experience. If I told you on the podcast,
I'm
sure I
have. You ran a stop sign or something?
No, no.
Slow rolled it.
I knew how to drive. I'm bragging on myself. I was a great driver. I felt like I was a great driver.
Yeah,
I mean,
whether we were or not, I knew I was.
This is a joke, bro. Get in. I'm going to drive around the block. You're going to say, great, and we're going to move on.
Yo, dog, hop in here. I got a place to be tonight. Come on.
So now, and I think I've told this before. That's okay. Kids in school talk, right? And not one, but multiple kids had told me. They're like, listen, the parallel parking.
Yeah.
It's only worth 4 points on the actual test. It's 4. It's not worth much. But if you hit a cone, that's like hitting a car. It's an automatic fail. So I just thought risk reward, even from that young age, I was risk reward. And so I just thought it's not worth the risk. If 4 points, I don't really care. I to this day, man, I remember I pulled up. I think we do that first. And I pulled up. I was, no joke, I was 6 feet from the curb. because I was like, I'm not going to hit it. I'm just not. And I remember looking at the instructor being like, done. And he like, okay, let's go. and so I'm driving, but here's the problem. And I know in hindsight, I drove during the test like I drive, like all of us drive.
Oh, no, I put on an act.
No, I didn't. I didn't because I'm like,
I'm too smart for that.
This is how I drive.
Yeah, but you
this
know is how life works
no,
even
I should've.
At that age.
I should have. You're right. I should have, but I didn't. Now
it's a game.
I did when I made it to college and I had to take my test for driving the school
bus.
I got like a 100. The guy
was
like,
you over-exaggerate.
You're the best driver everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm just
like,
doing this for
you
show.
You turn your head so they can make sure they see your head turning to look
at
all the
gosh,
mirrors.
Yes,
and
yeah,
you're pretending like you're checking all the dashboard out.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I seriously made like a 100. And he was telling me like, what a great driver. I'm like, I just put on a show for you, dude. That's not how I really drive. But when I was 16, I was cocky.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it. I'm just like, I'm just going to go out and drive like I drive. And I drove great. And he comes back, and I made a 72, passed by 2 points. And he's like, but he didn't go over things like that I did bad or anything. He was just kind of like, okay, you passed. And he wanted to say, I could tell you, he wanted to say like, dude, you're a good driver, okay? But during this test, you don't drive like we'd all drive. You understand that?
You
got to put on an act in here,
man. You got to pretend,
man. He wanted to tell me that, but he didn't. He's just like, dude, you passed. Get out of here. Next, you know, I was like, all right,
so
I passed. Great.
My first car was 19. So what year was this?
The Millennium Falcon?
No.
No, it was before the Falcon.
No, the Falcon was like my fourth.
We're getting, man.
This is good stuff, though.
I guess.
You know, people are going to enjoy this.
Heck yes. So you said.
My first car was a 1980 Oldsmobile station wagon.
Okay.
So that's what I drove around.
Oh, man.
To training.
The Pimpmobile.
So I drove that around. That was my first vehicle. So
did it have a seat in the back that folds up where you could face the rear?
No.
No.
So my
it's a bummer.
My mom said, "Why don't you take the Corolla?" We had a Corolla.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is like stick shift.
Yeah.
Roll up windows.
Yeah.
Corolla.
Yeah.
Remember the square back end on them and stuff?
Oh,
back
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
It was a fairly new car though, like 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, a nice
so
car, sure.
They're like, why don't you take that? So I took my test in the crawl. Now it's a stick shift. I took it in a stick shift.
Good for you.
And but can you imagine parallel parking a Corolla after you've been practicing in a station wagon?
Yeah.
And I was good.
Would have been easy.
Dude, I was perfect, like 6 inches from the curb, no problem. In between the cones.
Do you know what I took my test in?
No. Cadillac?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too big.
Seville.
That's about probably as long as a station
Seville
wagon.
Seville was a small. It was like a 2-year-old Cadillac Seville, like loaded out. It was super.
I wouldn't
nice.
Have known what to do with the car with the electronics.
I know. I was spoiled as far as my parents' cars go.
Yeah.
My first car was a Mercury Topaz, and it too was a manual transmission. But I didn't take the test in that.
How did you end up with that?
I don't know. We just kind of came by it.
Probably your dad and uncle.
I don't know. Man, I don't know. I think my uncle Tao had it or something, and they were getting rid of it, and they just kind of but here's the thing. Here's what's funny. I didn't care. I just didn't care. I was like, "All right, free car, whatever. Let's go." I just like car. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't I knew I was smart enough. No, I didn't have a choice. I mean, I was lucky to get a car.
I was like,
"So
free
my grandma,
car, whatever it is, great."
My grandma, I think it sold that to my parents. So, I mean, this is literally a grandma's car.
Yeah.
That my mom drove around, and then they basically let me drive it. So this is, what year will we have? You said 88?
I said 88, yeah.
So it's about 8 years old. Looking back, you know, nowadays that's not that old for a car, but back then, that was old. A car hit 100,000 miles, it was done.
Oh, I know. I remember.
So that's back in those days. So anyway, long story short, I blew that up. I think I've told that story in the parking lot. I tried to do the movie thing where you go in reverse, slam the brake, whip it around.
Yeah.
And hit it, slam it down into forward and take off. Blew out the transmission. I know nothing about cars at this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to drive home, which is probably 1.5 miles from the school.
Ooh, okay.
To home. I drove home backwards.
Was it at night?
No.
Oh, it was during the day.
It was late in the afternoon. way after
backwards.
School was out.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
We probably stayed
for
bed.
Did you get in trouble?
Yes and
did
no.
Did you tell them what you did?
I think so.
Okay, good for you, Ken.
I had done some other stuff, though, that I didn't tell him. I went around a corner when it was slick outside. I tried to I tried to drift in. I don't even remember what car it was, and I slid into a curb and messed up a tire. But that station wagon, I destroyed it pretty quick. But always, from the time I turned 16, McDonald's was my first job, but I worked.
Yeah. Okay?
So
yeah.
I mean,
you're
I worked.
A working man.
So immediately, I had earned probably, it was about $1,000. We saw Mustang 2. 1976 Mustang 2.
Okay. Okay.
Which was a spinoff of the Pinto.
It was terrible.
Yeah. It was the frame of the forgotten Mustang.
My friend's dad had one, and I thought it was horrible.
I liked it.
Okay.
Good, so my best friend at the time, his name was Kenneth.
Shout out.
Wow.
Guess what my name is?
Yeah. Kenneth.
I went by Ken. He went by Kenneth.
Okay.
He had an
orange.
So you
could tell each other apart.
He had a 75 orange Mustang too. Okay. I had a 76 yellow Mustang too.
Oh, wow.
Dude, talk about cool. We were bad.
I don't know. I might just assume you're a homosexual couple.
His was pristine.
Considering the type of car and the color.
Jenny and I started dating when I had that car.
Okay.
I mean, I did. You remember the double windshield wipers that were real popular at the time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did the double windshield wipers. I changed out the radio.
Of course.
It had
you
cruise. I think it was a 3-speed.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, which those of you who drive modern day cars, a 3-speed sounds like this going 70. You know, no power.
Yeah. Yeah.
No power. You think the car's going to blow up. But,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was great. I love it. I wish I had that car today. Yeah.
It's like every manual transmission these days is like 6-speed, and ours are all 3, and then 4, and the 5. It's 5-speed. Ooh, that's big time. Your Mustangs came out with 5-speed. That was awesome.
Yeah, wasn't that? The SI was 6-speed.
Yeah, that was one of the first. I think 2000, certainly, in that time frame. Listen.
I like talking about cars.
That's fine. We'll talk about cars some other time, okay?
Dang it.
I know. I got stuff I want to talk about. And look at the time up there. Look at the monitor. Look to your right. See the monitor?
I'm having a good time.
It's fine. I'm having an okay time.
Jason's kids can listen so far.
Hey, we have been. I'm going to try to keep the rest of it clean.
Okay.
I promise. I've wanted to say a lot of bad jokes, but I've held back because you talk so much. Because
we made eye contact and I saw a sparkle.
I don't even know where you're going with that. I don't know how I feel.
You've
about
said
that, frankly.
One off-color comment, but we'll.
I probably
we'll let
did.
It slide.
Okay, thank you, thank you. So, how would you describe my financial sense?
You're like just how we know each other as friends, or are you talking from the business perspective? Because I separate the two.
Oh my gosh. You make the easiest question complicated.
I do.
That's what you do, Ken.
I analyze.
I try to make questions easy for you by saying yes or no.
No, you don't like
that because what you do is you take my question, you dissect it, and you never answer it.
Nope.
And then you just give me some terrible answer that I wasn't looking for in the first place.
Why do you try?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. Hope. Hope, Red, is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
like my financial sense,
how would you describe
us growing up
now
together
as young adults? Oh, my goodness. Without a long story, can you just answer the question?
Conservative.
Okay.
Bit of a tight wad at times.
Okay. That's really what I was looking for. I don't take offense to that. I prefer the
frugal.
I prefer the term frugal.
I do.
So this week. Mm-hmm. I'm working on something. I've formed a little committee. Okay.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
I'll tell you why in a minute. You'll understand. So I've thought about this for a few years actually. I don't go back to my high school or even college reunions.
Yes.
There are people that I care about.
Have you been to any?
No.
I went to one.
Not
so
one. High school?
Yeah.
How was it?
I'm guessing what.
Which one was it, and how was it?
I don't remember which one. It was one of the first ones. What's the first
one?
Like 10.
Most of them have 10-year.
Okay, I was in PT school, so we graduated in 91.
It had to be 10.
Yeah,
it
so it was 10. 10. Yeah, because
Did you enjoy it?
I graduated there. No, that's why I'm never going back.
That's what I'm saying. I know better than to go because, A, I'm not going to know 90% of the people there. And the 10% that I care about, I'm like, can't we just get together the 10%. And so that's what I do, basically. I get together with all my high school friends.
The people I wanted to see weren't there. And then I really felt like our high school was very...
poor?
No, I wouldn't
lower
say that.
Lower quality?
No. We're a blue collar town, so it's not poor. Is not the hard worker blue collar
poverty stricken
trucks and boats, not boats and
food
trucks
stamp?
And boats.
Hey, you said
I didn't say anything bad.
I know, but you're
so,
going down that road.
Very cliquish again.
Oh,
the 80s movies.
What high school in the 80s wasn't cliquish? Ken? So, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
I don't want to take this over because this is not this, right now? This part isn't about me. But I went back and a couple of people I talked to, I really just, Jenny and I felt like sitting at a table alone with some people. I'm not going to say their name. They're nice people, but they weren't my best friends in high school. The ones I wanted to see didn't show up. And then the jock club made a complete fool of themselves. Like, drunk and in the pool kind
of
stuff
of
and just horsing around like and did I was you, like I listen. Sitting there I realized hey, if you stayed there your whole life, no problem with that, but I felt really good about some of my decisions leaving, getting an education, doing something more. I mean, I hadn't even graduated PT school yet, so I'm still working on my education.
This isn't about you, Ken.
But I felt better about myself instead of being stuck in the small town.
Good for you. Good
like
for you.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
There's that 70s show, and I think that 70s show probably captures a lot of the 70s, but we weren't 70s really children. We were 80s children.
Late 70s, mainly 80s.
Freaks and Geeks. Freaks and Geeks. You want to know what high school was like in the 80s? Watch Freaks and Geeks. It nails it. I mean,
I know what that is, and I think I've seen some of it, but I've never really, quote unquote, watched it.
It's dead on. It's dead. It was my high school. It could have been my high school. I promise you that. So I've never gone, as I said, to a high school or a college reunion because I don't care about the majority of the people. Now, a big part of my life, and a lot of people in my life weren't associated with school at that time. What do you think they were associated with?
Church.
That's exactly right, Ken. I was very involved in my church.
Yeah.
And I was way closer to the people in my youth group than I was in my high school in general. Now, I had my group of friends in my high school that I hung around with that was a smaller group. But then I was just friends with everybody in my youth group. And I went to a bigger Nazarene church, Spring Branch. Church of Nazarene down in Houston, and we had a pretty good sized youth group. I mean, there were times when we had over 100 kids in the youth group, and it would dwindle down to like 40, 50 somewhere in there. But I don't know if it ever got much smaller than that. It was always pretty good size, and I was just I loved the youth group. I loved the activities, and you know, loved most of the people in the youth group. And so then one day, you're out of the youth group, and most of us, like me, when I graduate, and of course, I'm the good Nazarene kid, so I come up to the University of Southern Nazarene, and I never really go back, and then sad as it is, Spring Branch is no longer.
Right.
Because
it's a different iteration.
It was probably maybe 10 years, maybe not even 10 years, 10 years certainly, after I graduated high school. And they were actually forced out. The city of Houston, it's along I-10, and the city needed more space to expand I-10. I guess it was like an eminent domain type situation a little bit. But they gave them a ton of money for the property still. So it's not like they steal the land. I mean, they give you a really good price for the property. And then it sat vacant forever, actually, because they tore the whole church down. It sat vacant until Spring Branch, the actual town, finally approved some kind of stupid office complex or whatever. Doesn't matter. It's not there. Sad. The church moved to a little further out, Bear Creek area.
I've been there.
Okay. And then they changed their name. You know, maybe there's a handful of people that used to go there, but everything's different. Okay.
Yep.
And
you wouldn't recognize it.
To me, it was just sad in that, you know, one day I've got all these friends, part of my church, part of my youth group, and the next day I don't. You know, and then a lot of them I just never see again. And so I was thinking, man, I want a youth group reunion. You know, that was important to me. And I think it was important to a lot of the kids in the youth group, too, more so even than a lot of their high schools or whatever. And so I know that somebody, Mike C,
shout
at one
out.
Point tried to work on something, maybe like a virtual kind of reunion. No. We're doing full on in person. So my sister, Angel, and I
shout
are
out.
Working on it. And
nice.
I got my man Chris T. I
shout
just reconnected
out.
With him. He was part of our youth group. And I sucked him into being part of the committee. It's the three of us. And we had our first little committee meeting the other day. I'm the chairman because
oh,
self-appointed.
Nice.
I, as where I was going with this, I'm frugal, right? That's the word I'm
yes.
using, cheapskate. There's a lot of other words I don't like using, but they are fair and they are accurate. I don't like paying for something if I can get it for free.
Right.
Okay. Zoom is a wonderful tool. And Microsoft has meetings or whatever. I don't know. It's a Google Meetings.
Team.
I don't know, man. I don't like whatever.
I do those for work.
There's several of them.
Yeah.
It's just video meeting tools.
Yes.
Zoom is, I think, the most widely used.
It became super. You wish you owned stock in Zoom when COVID hit.
It's ubiquitous. That's a fancy word, isn't it,
well,
right
thank
there?
You.
Wow.
Thank you for your $40,000 education.
That is the University of Southern Nazarene education at work. With Zoom, you get free. Up to 40 minutes.
I was going to say 45. It's 40?
It's 40.
Nice.
It's 40. And so at first...
I have something very important to...
Exactly. At first, I thought, oh, man, this kind of sucks. And, you know, and there's limits with it. But then you have to pay. You can't just, like, pay per meeting. You got to pay, like, a monthly thing. But then it hit me like a bolt of lightning, Ken. How many meetings have you been in your life?
Angel
shout
opened
out,
up another
out.
Link. Chris T.
Shout out.
Shout out. Open up another link, so we just bounce back and forth.
You could, but that's not it. That is smart. That's not bad. They have their free. That's not a bad idea. How many meetings have you been part of in your life?
Zoom, like video
no,
meetings?
No, just meetings in general.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
A
Estimate.
Ton. I don't know.
I have been in thousands.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. When I worked for AT&T, most days I was in multiple meetings. Most days, I mean, it's just that's.
I didn't do it daily, but even in home health for 10 years, I did two a week. And then you know, if you go school and service, especially service beyond just the regular stuff,
okay.
you
okay.
meet you,
a lot of meetings.
Yeah,
that's the
board
answer.
Meetings.
That's the answer
church,
I'm looking for.
Blah,
Ken,
blah,
stop.
Blah.
Well, how many of what percentage of those meetings do you think ended with "Wow, that wasn't enough time. I really wish we had more time to discuss X."
It's happened.
I understand it's happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm asking you to estimate a percentage.
Under 5%.
There you go. There you go. So that means that 95.
I am very difficult, Danny.
I know. That was a good answer. I like that.
Yeah, but you still had to push a little.
I know, of course. As always, Ken. Always. That means 95%.
Yeah.
It's either the right amount of time or it's too much time.
Yeah, most of the time. Too much time.
How much? Give me a percentage.
If I'm not leading the meeting, it's too much time.
Okay, give me a percentage. Just shoot me a number. I don't care. I'm not going to check
90%.
It. 90%. I would go high 80s too. I really would. Honestly, I'm holding up scout's honor. Most meetings I'm in, there's so much wasted time with small talk or just getting the meeting going or you name it, and then we don't really... Somebody gets us sidetracked.
Yeah,
like
if you
want to
waste time, do a podcast, right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So it hit me. Bolt of lightning, Ken. Bolt of lightning. 40 minutes. Who needs more than 40 minutes for a meeting ever? So I'm like, I'm going to embrace this, okay? I'm like, somebody in Zoom came up with this idea of 40 minutes. Now, they're hoping it's a teaser, and you're going. But I'm like, no. From now on, all of my meetings are 40 minutes or less. And I'm telling people right off the bat. Like, I literally told Angel and Chris,
shout out,
got 40 minutes. And Zoom is going to start telling me 10 minutes left,
but
5 minutes left. And guess what, Ken? We knocked it out in less than 40 minutes.
But it's because you're the chairman of this.
Yeah, I know. What's
when
your
you're
point?
Not the chairman, it won't work like that.
But if you have a leader who keeps you on topic.
And you're going to tell them right from the beginning, hey, I'm in your meeting and you're leading it, but when this clock hits 40 minutes,
yeah.
I'm walking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That's what I thought.
I'm not doing it, but I like it.
No, I'm telling you, if you can't accomplish it in a 40-minute meeting, I don't even know if it's worth doing. You know what I'm saying? If it needs more time than that, you should probably rethink it. Okay? So, hey, Zoom, take that. Boom. You Boom. Thought you were going to get me to upgrade to your pro and be a slave to you, a monthly slave? No, not me. I'm going all in on your 40-minute model, and I'm loving Boom. It. So there you go.
Boom shakalaka.
Wow, look at this time. Okay.
Almost right at 40 minutes.
Recently, I went to Houston. Houston. Maybe that makes fun of me for the way I say it. I could say it however I want because I'm from there. I'm a Houstonian, so I could say it however I want. Scott.
Shout
it's
out.
Wrong. This is the bottom line. It's wrong.
Curtis.
Shout out.
I don't care. No, it's not wrong. It's how people from there say it.
No,
if you're not
that's,
from there, then don't say it.
That's
and don't give
not
people
true.
That are from there a hard time when they say it that way because you're not from there.
Say Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
You don't say Houston Astros.
I'm done with
Never
this.
Heard that in my life.
Houston. So I went to Houston.
Houston Rockets, not Houston
Actually,
Rockets.
Actually, Waller. It was Waller. A friend of mine, good friend. We're shouting out, Sean R.
Shout out.
Love that guy. He was turning 50. We're all turning 50 because we're a ball born in 1973. It's just the way that works out. It's the math.
Yep.
Time doesn't change. So he was having a 50th birthday party. He's a good friend of mine, and he invited me to go, and I'm like, why not? Okay. I coupled it with a couple other things. So it was Mother's Day, too, on that weekend. So I got to see my mom, and I got to go to my friend's 50th birthday party.
And because you're cheap, you got to write it off.
That's exactly right.
Get a little work.
Oh, yeah, of course I did. I met with clients. I worked, Ken, and I know all the rules on that. Don't question me on the IRS rules about.
Am I questioning anything?
No, you're not.
I'm stating
still,
the facts.
You're allowed a certain amount of personal on those trips, just so you know. All right, so come to find out, he's doing this 50th birthday party, my friend Sean R., another person, okay? Also, a kid from my high school. We were friends, but we weren't, like, close friends by any means. He's close friends with Sean, and I was close friends with Sean, so he's more of a friend, that type of thing. But his last name starts with a T. It's Matt T.
Shout out.
And I'm a Thompson. And so we were in the homeroom, like, all 4 years of high school together, because they had all the kids alphabetically. Is that how they did your homeroom?
No.
How'd they do your homeroom?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, you had homeroom. Did you have homeroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up till
so
the elementary school.
You were just forced to be in homeroom based on. So I was stuck with everybody like S through Z last names in my class. So all of us T's were together. And I didn't have a lot of T friends, actually. So Turlock was.
Shout out.
Ooh, I said his last name. It's okay. He's not going to listen. Doesn't matter. You know, we talked. But so we knew each other. We were in passing all the time. But we were never close friends. Okay, but I knew him all 4 years of high school. And so he was also having this party. And I'm like, now he growing up, he was a goofball is the word I would use. And he would all, you know how teachers always say there are no dumb questions?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That's because they haven't taught Matt T.
Shout out.
All right. he would ask 50 questions. And now some of them were like, ooh, that's I actually had that question. I was too embarrassed to ask it. Some of them are just like, bro, I don't even know how your brain works because that is a dumb question. And the teacher needs to tell you that's a dumb question. She needs to put you in your place so that you stop asking so many dumb questions, okay? Because there is such a thing, and you need to stop. He would ask like 30 questions, and maybe three of them were good, and I got good information out, but the rest of it was just like useless time. But I gave him credit because he was way more confident than me as far as raising his hand and asking questions. But he was goofy, and I didn't. He wasn't like, I was in a group of guys. We were all in the advanced class and all that stuff or whatever. Now, I didn't, once again, as I've talked about, I didn't care in high school. Now, I was smart, but I didn't care. I didn't give 1 ounce of effort. So I was in a lot of advanced classes, but I didn't do all that well because I didn't care. Everybody else cared, but I hung around with all the nerds, if you will, because of that was kind of my group. But Matt wasn't. He wasn't one of the nerds. He wasn't in the advanced classes. All right, I'm just trying to paint a picture here. So, I, you know, he's one of those guys where after high school, I'm like, I don't know, he's in prison or dead or something, you know, probably. It just didn't, I didn't have a lot of high expectations.
Wow.
So then he's saying, hey, I'm Sean tells me, I'm doing this birthday party with Matt. And I'm like, whoa, well, that's cool, you know. He was a friend of mine. I'd love to see him again, see what he's up to or whatever. I mean, come to find out, he went in the oil business and made a ton of money. So very successfully, very successful financially.
Right.
And then just got married recently. Hadn't been married forever. Got married recently, and I met his wife briefly. She seemed very lovely. And he had, there were at least a couple hundred people at this birthday party. And I think maybe 50 of them were for Sean and 150 were for Matt.
Shout out.
Okay.
And it's a country crowd, okay? But I was just very impressed.
Like deer hunting? Country?
Yeah, sure.
Or country music, country?
Yeah, long beards, country music, trucks.
Okay.
A lot of trucks.
Jacked up trucks.
We did it at this guy's house. He lives out in the country. And he had this huge, like, barn type thing.
Four-wheel drive.
It was very nice. Oh, yeah, of course. And I pulled in and Tyson's Shout little out. Honda Accord, and there's all these big trucks around me. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of place here. There's no question about that.
Yep.
So my point being, I was really struck at how different his life turned out at 50 than what I thought of him and what I thought his life would turn out.
Sure.
So it started making me start to think about, wow, when we meet someone and then get to know them initially, and let's say high school, let's kind of use that time period of our lives. We form impressions of people, do we not?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure we do. Sure we do. We kind of put them in categories, and that's just who they are. You know, the nerd, the jock, the super intelligent. You know, I do that, and I never really thought about what people thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. I didn't care about school, and I certainly didn't care about what people thought for the most part. I just didn't.
Right.
And so I didn't really think about it. Now, there was one day, now, in hindsight, I look back on this like, oh my gosh, I was in Spanish, and the teacher was really nice, and she really wanted to reach me because she could tell I just didn't care. And she knew I was in golf, and she talked to the golf coach because golf was just off on the last period of the day. Like, we would go to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
She talked him into, like, forcing me to stay through another Spanish class. Like, it's just, like, so she could make me do more work or something.
Thanks, teacher, but...
No, I really didn't like that. So in there, then the class, they're like, oh, Shane's not part of our class, but he's in there for punishment or whatever.
Yeah, right? That's embarrassing.
I didn't care that much. I didn't think about it, and I didn't care. I was like, all right, whatever. I got to do this. All right, so be it, or whatever. She, bless her heart, she really thought, oh, this kid, I'm going to reach him. Nah, she didn't.
Yeah.
And so there were a couple of friends in there, younger guys, that I kind of knew, and they kind of knew me, but not all that well or whatever. Well, one day, this is later that year, we were at my house, and my friend John B., who
Shout
I'm
out.
Super
Shout
tight out. With today, And two of those guys that were in that class were at my house. We're playing Pictionary. Man, I remember this so vividly. We're playing Pictionary, and I'm on John's team.
Shout out.
And he's drawing, like, people, and they're going across the United States from the East Coast to the West Coast. And it was Lewis and Clark, and I got it. Okay, I was like, oh, Lewis and Clark. One of the kids, the other team, that's in that class or whatever, his eyes just lit up. Like, he thought we were cheating, and he was like, I just thought you were an imbecile, man. I thought you were super dumb, and you got Lewis and Clark from that? And I was like, oh, yeah, this is Lewis and Clark, man. I don't know what – yeah, it's easy. And it hit me at that moment. I'm like, that's the impression that other people have of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hit me like a ton of bricks, and I'm like, wow, I should do something about that. Yeah, I'm not going to, but that still hurts a little. But it didn't change my behavior at all, actually. But it hit me pretty solidly that, wow, because of my effort and the appearance that I give, that's what people think of me. I was like, or whatever. Now, fast forward a little bit. I changed, you know, in my third year in college, it finally did. Something clicked in me. It's like, I gotta start adulting and I wanna be more in life. So I started actually putting in an effort in life.
Mm-hmm.
I made great grades. I started working consistently. I had no problems from then on. From that moment on, for the rest of my life, I'd had no problems with responsibility or commitment or seeing things through. Didn't have any of that. You know, just literally decided one day, oh, I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to mature. This is great. Here's the thing. So many of those people that I knew back then, I think they still have that impression of me. And so when I go back and I hang out with some of these guys mainly, way more than girls, every once in a while it kind of ekes out and I kind of catch this glimpse of that's how they still view me. And that bothers me today. You know, now I actually care about more than I did back then about what people think about me. And what I want to say is that's unfair. That's unfair. And then I start thinking about, well, I do that, right? So my question to you, Ken, and it's open-ended, all right, is when we form opinions of people, when we kind of put them in that category, how do we go about changing that, either from our perspective? How do we as individuals go about changing other people's mindset about us, and how do we go about changing the mindset that we have of other people when it's warranted, right? So when someone truly changes and you need to kind of adjust what you think of that person, how do we go about doing that? Are you happy that was open-ended? It wasn't a yes or no.
It's proud of me? Complex, yes. It's complex.
It is. That's why I'm asking. I'm hoping you have an answer for me.
A lot of it depends on how close that person is to you, because if the person is close to you, chances are that will occur less and less. Like you're not gonna shock them by what you do or what you say, because they already know you.
Okay, so you're saying if they really are close to you, then they will slowly, as you change, they will acknowledge the change, and their opinion of you, their mindset of you, will slowly evolve because you're so close to them.
Yes,
I think that's pretty accurate. I like that. That's fair.
Now, how you were back in the day, and then you go see somebody that's back in the day.
And hang on, I want to pause. I just want to finish. I think you're dead on with that, because I can't think of anyone that I've been friends with and been close with on a long term basis that I do get that, where they still think of me in a certain light. I can't think of anyone offhand. I think everyone's kind of acknowledged, well, this is Shane and this is who he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good point.
But
like that.
On the flip side, there's a lot of things that are just the same.
No, I'm not saying that I'm a completely different person.
Right.
I just, specifically with me, it bothers me when people discount me to think, oh, that's Shane, he's just a goof off, or he doesn't see things through, or no, man, he's not capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I think that's part of the reason why I go above and beyond with things that I don't know how to do, because I'm like, I am capable and I'm going to prove everybody else wrong. You know, the doubters that say, oh, you could do this. I'm like, yes, I could do that. And I could do it all along, even when you knew me better. But I want to prove it to you and the world that I'm more capable than what you're giving me credit for. I didn't care when I was younger.
Yeah,
so.
But that's a needless point of view.
And I, okay,
because
how many things in our life are needless, Ken?
Because I mean, part of it's not true. No, you're not going to go swap out a car engine when you were 17. We couldn't get you out of bed.
That's fair.
So, no, it's you can't go back and change that. So, some people's viewpoints.
It was in me even back then.
Some people's viewpoints are valid.
No, I understand that.
But, .. I think people need to be open-minded enough to give somebody grace for being an adolescent.
That's fair. The key...
Those boys are stupid.
The key thing... Yes, they are 100%. Open-minded.
Yeah.
Open-minded. I thought about this a little bit more, because there are times in my life when I do put people in categories, and they have warranted... They've deserved for me to move them, and I haven't until I really think about it. It's typically because maybe I don't like them all that much, and I kind of want to keep them down.
Yeah.
And I don't acknowledge it. But to be fair, I try to think about it and be like, no, he's different. And I need to be a little more open-minded to that. I need to expand my mindset and recognize who they are today, and not treat them like who they were yesterday.
I think this,
but that takes effort, and it takes being open-minded. It takes being honest with yourself. And I think a lot of people just aren't, including me, aren't willing to do that with a lot of other people, because there are people that you view as lesser and you as better, if you will. Mm-hmm. And when you even challenge yourself to recognize them as maybe more along your lines, that's threatening to you in some ways, right? So I think it takes a big person, and I think you have to be open-minded and you have to be very fair. But that's difficult, because once you develop that initial impression, man, if it's in a category where people kind of like you, it's really difficult to get out of it.
This is another thing, too.
You're coming up with good answers. I want you to keep going.
Well, you
I
just like answered that. I didn't answer anything.
No, you did. You said open-minded.
It's okay for somebody not to like you, and it's okay for you not to like them.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I think people go down that road too often.
I think it's okay to not like one. It's not okay. It's not fair to continue treating them like someone, though. If you want to say, I don't like them, so I just don't want to hang around them, that's one thing. It's another thing to say, I don't like them, and therefore I'm going to keep them down.
Right, but
either in your own mind or in other people's minds.
And it depends.
That's not fair.
And also, there's another component. It depends on what somebody has done. You know, yours was yours wasn't criminal. You know, you slept all day.
Yeah, I was lazy.
In school and out of school.
Yeah. As Brent loves to say, in fairness, again, this was our very first year in college. And you know, at SNU, you go down in the basement to the career center. And what a joke that was.
Yeah.
Career center. And they'd have a little job board there.
Yeah, I've used it many times.
People from the neighborhood that just posted stupid stuff. This old guy posted something. He lived in Bethany. And he posted something like he needed some people digging in his backyard for a trench or something. I don't even remember, man.
Okay.
And so Brent and I go over there or whatever. And I honestly don't remember like goofing off all that much or being all that lazy. But Brent these days swears that the guy told him, and I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But he loves to bring it up. I don't like him bringing it up because it bothers me. He says that guy to the side, to Brent, said, that boy sure got a lot of quit in him. I that bothers me today because I don't feel
he
like
he probably embellished that a little bit.
He probably did, and maybe at that time I did. Now, once again, that was before I kind of made that change in my life.
But you did fall asleep watching kids.
That was also my first year. That was also my first year in college.
You were babysitting at a nursery.
Dude,
and you're laying down
lazy
on a table.
I was lazy. There's no question.
Oh, my word.
But I will make the argument. It wasn't – the laziness was really driven by lack of motivation in life. I just had no drive. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how to get there. And I just kind of thought, what's the point of effort? You know, that type. But I don't want to get off on that topic.
I'll tell you my impression. Do you want to know?
Of me at that age?
Yeah.
Like specifically
when we started freshman year and on.
Hit me with it. Now, you knew me a little bit. Now, you were unfair to me because went to Spring Branch.
You were wearing...
I was one of the fancy kids.
You were wearing
that
a polo.
Went to the big fancy church.
You were wearing... I remember what you were wearing.
Okay.
A polo.
Wow. Wow.
And khakis and K-Swiss to play in a basketball tournament.
Okay.
Khaki shorts? No. Like, I didn't even own any.
I don't remember. That definitely sounds like
probably me, tucked in with the belt.
That could have been. I had a braided belt I wore all the time.
Dude,
remember braided leather belts were like all
I
the
I think
rage.
That was later. The braided was later.
You have it extra long and be hanging off.
We were in college by then.
Okay. I don't remember.
But I remember you for being late. It wasn't unmotivated.
Oh, okay.
You were late because stuff, you know, we weren't in the same class. We got one class.
Yeah.
Which I got screwed on.
Which class?
Fine arts.
I don't remember.
The professor's name was Alexander, I think.
Shout out.
If you're listening, buddy. I think he went on to some other school.
Okay. Hey, we don't want to go off on a tangent.
No, I take some of that personal.
Okay, let's
because
move forward.
I know the quality of the work, and I know that from the other side of it, some of their stuff
forward?
Was BS.
Can we move forward?
I shouldn't have said that. We're going to have to block that out for Jason's kids.
Shout out.
Can I say that?
I think it's fine to say that, Ken.
Okay. Things we did together, though, you were motivated for because we were usually having fun.
Oh, absolutely.
So I didn't have a problem. It wasn't a matter of you being late.
Okay.
You were freaking late,
like
though. Like, hey,
no,
we're
no,
going to a
no,
movie,
no.
dude. Where are you?
Listen.
You know,
listen.
You're supposed to pick us up.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I remember that. And then, dude, talk about formation of the cheapskate.
Okay.
There was periods of times I didn't even have a car.
Okay.
I've got no parents giving me money, any significant amount of money.
Okay.
You had everything paid for, including your school.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
and you wouldn't drive us anywhere because you didn't want to spend your gas money.
Yeah, of course I didn't.
Yeah, and I almost thought that was wrong. Like, I had a problem with it.
Well, what other people drove?
Because I felt like you had, no, not really.
I think Brent liked
it. Shout out.
Brent didn't have a car big enough to take us most of the time.
Yeah, he did, because we'd hop in the back. The black truck our freshman year, and then he had
I'm talking later on.
The S15, the Sonoma.
Yeah, I drove in the back of the truck one time, maybe, or rode in the back
of
the
truck. Well, Brent likes to be in control, so he would usually drive.
So, but anyway, long story short, I took that personal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because I felt like you were...
is it too late?
A little bit. So maybe this will help you. I felt like you were detached or didn't understand what was going on around you.
Okay.
Like you were not sympathetic or empathetic to other people's situations.
Okay. That's fair. That's all of that is fair.
Like oblivious.
I won't disagree with any of that you said.
I'm sure I've got a laundry list.
I think I've gotten better over the years. I think I've made it up to you financially in many ways. I'm more generous.
I know, because
I'm
open minded.
I know, but I'm more generous now.
We've changed.
Yeah, we have. But you learn from your ways, and I make a lot more money than I did then, so that's part of it. Okay, those are all fair.
Yes.
And the late thing, that was my family. We were just late. I don't know. Even to this day, like Crystal.
Shout out.
It's a disease with her. She cannot be on time. She cannot do it.
Yeah.
And it frustrates me when I go home because Randa is like, to the second you're on time, you know? So I'm balancing these two worlds where my family's late all the time and Randa and her family are always on time, and it's very rude if you're 2 minutes late. So I
remember.
I'm a lot closer to Randa now, I'm still late a little bit. I'm like, it's 5 minutes, babe. Let it go. No, it's
I remember the battles. Like, we'd be doing something, and you'd get on the phone, and I'd be like, why are you doing? Let me give you an example.
Oh, man. I don't want to go down the
street. So, hey, Randa.
Shout out.
Yeah, we're almost done. Probably going to be leaving here in 10 minutes. Okay, I should be there by 4:30. And we have 45 minutes left of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you don't leave till 45 minutes later, and you got another 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why didn't you just tell her,
listen,
it's going to be an hour?
Listen, Jason S. knows exactly what – we've talked about this a lot. It's the – in a perfect world, I could be there at this time. If I caught every single light right, if there was no traffic, if I was there in a helicopter, I could be there in 10 minutes. If this ended unexplainably early, unexpectedly, then I could be there. It's a problem. And I've gotten better. I've gotten better.
You have. It's not really a problem
anymore. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I've gotten a lot better. I'm more in the average as far as lateness goes. But, okay.
You want me to tell you what's helped with that?
You want me to tell you about you?
What's helped with that?
Okay, go ahead.
Cell phones have helped with that.
Yeah, they have.
We're back in the day when you didn't have it. So if somebody's late, you didn't know what was going on.
I'm going to tell you my impression of you. You want to do this?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's pretty. I think it's pretty fair. you were always very driven. You've been a driven person your entire life. You know, sometimes you are driven for evil and sometimes for good. But it was always fun. You know, I kind of just automatically attached to Ken's fun.
Energy?
He's a fun guy. Yeah, energy. Oh my gosh, yes. I'm like, every time we picked a fight, I was just like, I know where this is going, and I don't want it going there. Yeah. So I'll give
I don't up. Even know where that came from.
I don't either.
I had those siblings around my age.
Like a little man syndrome. Yeah. You know, I don't know what it was. But I'll give you this. You were always disciplined as far as schoolwork goes. You were always way more disciplined with me. You know, certainly a good role model for me, even though I didn't really pay attention to it until later. And Brent, too.
Shout out.
You know, most everybody was pretty disciplined except me. I was just looking to have a good time, man. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't have any. There were no negatives of you that I had in my mind. It was just like, oh, that's Ken. He's high energy. He's fun. He's crazy. He says some crazy things at times, but it's all good.
Doesn't happen a lot, but that energy goes to the evil side too.
No, I know, but it never really bothered me or was a problem for me. I was just like, this is a fun guy to hang around with. So I'm like, I'm going to hang around with you as much as I can Ken equals fun.
You and I were probably the most, we love sport, participate in any sport that was going on. I mean, even whether we're good at it or not, it didn't matter. We were going to do it. We were going to do the leagues.
Something's happening.
We were going to do the
I'm in.
Intramurals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go bowling, go to a movie.
Of course.
It's like,
of course.
I'd be like, you know, you need to go to bed. And I'm like,
go to the lake and shoot dart guns. I'm in.
Hey, I wasn't there that year. So I didn't do the dart guns.
So much fun, Ken.
But I missed that one. But,
when,
you know,
when I shot Jason in the butt with the real
Dart. You got a test at 8 o'clock. But 21 Jump Street's coming on at 1 a.m.
Ah, shoot.
We can't miss it tonight.
All right. This is it.
Yeah,
this is the
last one. Year Johnny Depp goes to college.
Philip O can attest to when we play games at night. I'm the, all right, one more. I'm the bad influence on him. Like, I can't end on that game. One more.
What
one
time
more.
Are you going to bed?
And then, like, no, we're a lot better now. When there's hell and he has to work consistently, he has to go to bed much earlier, so we don't play super late. But when he's not, we'll play till 1 o'clock.
Know. Okay.
I used to kind of cut it off at midnight, but he'd play till 1. You know, if I'd let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But I cover him, and now we only play on the weekends, and we cut it off 11:30 ish somewhere in there.
Okay.
We'll play like 9:30 after his kids are down, because he's a good dad too, and he doesn't want to take away time from the family, so our block of time has gotten smaller, and I'm better about it, recognizing like, hey, and I don't like playing when he's off because it's just not as much fun. So it's kind of like, if you need to get off, I respect that and I'll get off. But I am the type of person who's like, we're having fun. Let's keep having fun. So to your point, I'm like, you asked me to watch Designing Women or 21 Jump Street at 1 a.m. Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Let's go to midnight movie.
All right.
If I called you.
If they had Netflix back then and you could binge watch a show, I'd have been up all night, several nights.
Let me give you an example. I guarantee it. Tomorrow.
Okay.
So Chicken and Pickles open till midnight, even during the week. I think they do reservations at midnight.
Okay.
And if I called you at 5 p.m. and said, hey, man, I got pickleball court from 10 p.m. to midnight.
100%. Do you want to do that? Are you being serious with me?
No,
or
I'm not.
Me?
I can't.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
My anniversary is tomorrow.
I know. Congrats.
You did remember?
No, I ran to have on the counter. 42 years, I want to say. Is that right? Is that sound right?
Let me give a piece of advice. This has nothing to do with anything.
Let me guess. 28.
Kids out there.
28, 29, 30, 27, 28, 27, 27.
27.
Yes, I got it. I honed
but
it.
Let me tell you the problem.
Okay. Tell us our problem.
Kids out there, if you're getting married.
Okay.
Don't care how close you are or what's going on. Like, if you needed to get married yesterday because you're pregnant.
Okay.
Don't.
You don't need
unless
to get married 'cause you're
pregnant. Unless it's a multiple of 5 or 10. Now 10 is a multiple of 5, but like I'm saying on the year, like
this is smart.
2000, 2005, 2010.
That's why we had
your brain
Luke
works better
in 99.
Yeah,
because then every year, pretty much, if it's 2000, guess what year it is, Ken? Guess what year it is?
23.
Guess how old Luke is?
23.
There you go. There you go. It's easy. That's
I didn't do it, so I had to think about it. So now
that's the thing.
I was married in 96. So that's a tough one. You got to do a lot of math.
You do have to do a lot of math.
And then you got the sevens to worry about, like this year.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah. Rand and I, next month is, well, 2 months is our 26th. But same thing for us. We did not pick a good year. Man, that's smart, Ken.
I know. Kids out there, you pick a.
But here's the thing.
Pick a 5 or a 10.
I think we are both good Nazarene boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You think we're going to wait another 2, 3, 4 years to get an interval?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard.
I'm not taking the bait.
It's
because we've done
it's
a good
hard
job.
To do.
Stop. Stop using
I said
that
it's hard
word.
To do.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm asking you to stop.
Yeah, so I've got 27 tomorrow.
Congrats.
And guess what? To top it off.
What?
I have a freaking Zoom meeting. Guess what time?
7:30.
8 p.m.
I knew.
8 to 9
p.m. My goodness.
Yeah.
For work?
SNU.
Oh, you're doing that. That's a voluntary type thing. I know you're getting paid or whatever. I don't care if you're getting paid.
Hadn't yet.
But you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
I could resign.
I don't. Fine. So don't tell me that you have to do something when you don't have to do it, and then you're going to complain about what time
I should.
Okay, moving on. I'm going to wrap this up because look at the time. How long was our last one? I know it was 130, like gross.
I think it's about 120 after I cut it.
I haven't listened to it
yet. Can I ask you a question? This has to do with ending this episode.
Go ahead. Good, because okay. I have something to say.
So I want you to word this. You've kind of danced around it. You may have been pretty close to saying what you said to me, but you said, don't get into the incident, but
okay.
When you were telling me what you wanted to do the podcast on, you said...
You're talking about tonight?
Yeah, tonight's topic.
Okay,
you said...
It.
Has this ever blah, 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 because
yes,
this is,
yes.
And go for it. Like, summarize it.
Okay. Well, I will, and then I'll say my last bit, and then we'll be done. Yeah, it does kind of stem from, there are a few, I'm not even going to say several, a few of my high school buddies
who
there's a gap in time, and they knew me as goofy, lazy, you know, Shane. Okay.
Right.
And now... They liked me, you know, as I like them or whatever. But I think that stigma just carried on.
Their expectations were not very high.
No, they were not. They were not.
So I'm not even going to say what it was, but you were saying you had done a few things in life or currently
yes,
doing some things.
Yes,
and they're like, it's almost like.
I'll tell you. I'll give you
like,
the exact.
What? You?
I'll give you.
Yeah, right, dude.
Listen, I'll give you the exact. And it kind of bothered me a little bit, although I'm over it pretty quick.
It didn't bother me.
Well, this is, I don't know if I told you about this instance. So I was, I'm in a fantasy football league with a lot of my high school buddies.
Okay.
And some couple of them I've stayed in really close touch with, and the others, we see each other, you know, once or twice a year at most, you know, that type, certainly the fantasy football draft. We'd been going to this Rudy's out on 290 for several years. I've lived in Oklahoma, you know, since I was 18. So I don't know Houston all that well. I don't. I know the basic highways and all that. And these days with GPS and all that, I went and I'm coming from Katy, a weird area, and I plugged in the Rudy's and I saw that it was on 290 and I just hit take me there. You know, and it was one of these where
the wrong one, huh?
I turned my brain off. And yeah, I drove to one, and it was probably like 10 miles away from the, like 10 miles further out. It was way out. I didn't pay attention. It was like, get on this highway, take it out here. And I just was on cruise control. My brain was just like, you know, sometimes when you're doing GPS, you just don't think about where you're going. You're just following it, right? I'm sure that's happened to you.
Absolutely. Every day.
And so I told a friend, hey, I was going to be there early. And then I get there, and immediately I'm like, oh, this doesn't look like the right one. And I pull it up on the map, and I'm like, oh, I drove to the wrong one. You know, not the end of the world, but now I'm going to be a little late. Now, when I say a little late, I was like 5 minutes late. It wasn't that big of a deal. But I texted him, and I said, hey. And I told him straight up, I was like, I drove the wrong one. It happens. I'm driving the right one now. So he tells everybody at the draft that, oh, Shane drives the wrong one. And I get this attitude like, oh, typical Shane.
Mm-hmm.
That pissed me off. It pissed me off a little bit because I'm like, that shouldn't be your response because that doesn't happen to me very often. It's in fact, it's extremely rare. I'm very good with directions. And I'm coming from a weird place. I knew it was on 290. I just plugged it in. I didn't know the exact address. I should have just driven to it without using GPS because my homing pigeon instincts would have taken me there.
It was more coincidence.
And what I want, and I did say this, I'm like, you should actually give me more credit for admitting that I made a mistake and telling you that I made a mistake instead of, it would have been easy to lie like most of us do to cover up the mistake that I made. But I'm just like, hey, get a chuckle out of it. I drove the wrong one. Oh, no big deal. That's funny. Instead, I got a little grief over, oh, typical Shane. That's what Shane does. You know, doesn't pay attention. He's not too smart. You know, that's kind of the impression that those comments that I got from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's old Shane. You're talking about high school, Shane. That's not me today. And I need you to recognize that and give me a little more credit because it frankly hurts my feelings a little bit when you keep me in that old high school box. And so it just basically what I'm saying is I think all of us have a bad habit of keeping people in those boxes from way back when or from whatever time period it was that we formed that opinion of them. And I think we all need to do a better job of reevaluating people in our lives more frequently to say, it's not fair for me to keep. Now, maybe we need to even bump them down, right? Like, that happens. Like, they've maybe lost their moral compass. And now I need to look at this person differently because I don't think they make as good of choices as they did earlier in life, that type of thing. That happens with some people.
Sure.
And so you may need to bump people down, but you also may need to bump them up. And I don't think we do that very often. I don't think we are fair to the point where we reevaluate people and bump them up if they deserve it. And I think, frankly, I've deserved it in some of those categories. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of my older friends have not been fair to me to bump me up and give me a little more credit. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that. It's easy because they were all on the ball in high school. And like I said, they were all the nerds. They all were in the advanced classes. They all cared about school. They all made good grades. They all went to college. They all got good degrees. They all have good, high-paying jobs now, that type of thing. And so I don't need to really reevaluate my impression of them because I'm like, you're right where I thought you would be in life. Mm-hmm. And they all do well. But I'm just kind of like, you need to give me a little more credit than what you've given me. And so that's what I'm asking of myself and of all of us. I'm saying, encouraging all of us to just do that occasionally. There you go. That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I hope everyone does that. And I also wanted to, the last episode, I haven't listened to it yet, Gun Control. And I want to just apologize a little bit to Scott.
Shout out.
In the end, I kind of felt like I was coming after a little harder, and I didn't want to do that. I love Scott. Let me be very clear. And I do think that his opinions represent a large percentage of people. And I'm not right or wrong. They are what they are. And I was really just trying to get to it. I was really trying to pry underneath to see more of what he sees, because I do see it a little bit differently than him and that majority. And so, yeah, I didn't mean to be combative. I hope I didn't come off that way.
You need to listen.
I do.
Yeah, because it's probably not as bad as you think.
Okay.
That's what I do. I do
because,
that all the
because
time.
Because first of all, let me say it again. I don't think gun control is the answer, the one answer that we're looking for. I think it has a role in the solution, yes. You can argue all day about how big a role and all that. But I do want to just kind of publicly apologize. If anyone thought that I would, because we're very good friends. I mean, for the record, Scott and I are very good friends, and I think the world of him. And just because he sees this differently, there are other people in my life that see things very differently from me, different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to come off as someone who's trying to prove me right and him wrong, I guess is what my fear is. It's more of just he has a different opinion than I do on this, and I just want to see it more. But that if that comes across as combative or
really,
me trying to insinuate
again,
that he's wrong, I'm apologizing.
Again, if
for
you
that.
List your view on it because you're going off what you said and maybe how you felt, but
okay.
It doesn't, like, this happens all the time. We tape something. I think it went in a certain way, and then I listened to it, and it's like not a big deal. Now,
okay,
on the
good,
flip side,
good.
The flip side happens too. Like, okay. I don't think something's a big deal we're talking about, and I listen to him like, holy moly.
I know.
You know, why did we say that?
That's why I want to listen to our the one controversial unreleased.
We're not
talking
about that.
I want to listen to it. I know that. I'm not
you
even
going
even
into listened
it.
To the real ones.
But you said you would give it to me. I still want you to give it to me because I think it's the best ever. I think it's the best
listen
ever.
Something.
And that's maybe true, but I want to listen to it because sometimes when I listen to it, I see it with different eyes. I guess technically I hear it with different
touch,
ears, but you know what I'm saying.
The honesty is too much.
All right. Hey, that's
and
all I got
I
for today.
Close my
and
cry.
Tina Turner, we'll miss you.
I wanna
you.
Hold
you,
you till
great.
I die.
You were great.
Till we both
and whatever
down
I did to you,
cry.
You didn't deserve it. And you were like a pioneer in the Me Too movement.
Till the
you know,
fear
she needs more credit in that area,
subsides.
Too. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, thanks for listening, and until next time.